Arua District local government will have to fight a legal battle if it is to succeed in the Gilgil land giveaway. The district council had on 22nd of this month passed a resolution to give away the contested land for a proposed demonstration farm on the request of the president. Bayo Michael Wenner, Chair of Finance, Planning and Administration, alongside other councillors, are now challenging the council on grounds of lacking documentary evidence to that effect and inadequate quorum to decide on the matter.
When you are presenting the mandate of people, you must always stand for the truth. In the council, any procedural matter and intrude the land giveaway of Giligili land. In the business committee we sat, there was nothing like the land giveaway of Giligili. There was no supporting document to really show that the office of the president needs land for a demonstration farm. Honorable Uga Mayor moved a motion thereafter. He said no, he has every information about that land. There is something unscrupulous that is taking place. So for that, he is deferring that thing for the responsible committee, and his motion was duly seconded by Honorable Onjia Sam. As a matter of procedure, that item was already put to rest. This is what has compelled me to take this issue to the court. We have been doing things in a mess in this district.
When contacted, Suleiman Onduma, the district speaker, refuted the claims of the councillors, citing no procedural irregularities.
As the chair of council, I don't think this matter was handled without using a procedure. And everything was on order paper. We can't borrow something from outside to fix on the order paper. And everything was procedural right. So I really don't know their grounds. Their allegation is basically baseless, because at the time of voting, we had done counting. There were 30 in the chambers. The Committee of Natural Resources had approved this matter. Honorable Mayor moved a motion to defer this particular item, but his motion was not seconded. A motion not seconded dies automatically.
Arubaku Peter, a member of the Production, Marketing and Natural Resources, which oversees council land, however, says the giveaway was planned without their knowledge.
We, the members of Natural Resources, were not informed of exactly whatever was going to take place. And in the council, even we don't have the minutes of that agreement about that land. One chairperson of Natural Resources wanted to talk. The speaker decided to just abort his demand to give explanation. And that is not the first time. We really needed the legal procedures which were supposed to be taken. What are the terms given? And how long and the duration that land is supposed to be used? If the council is already sued to court, I don't see that one. But in the council, we are around 51. Now, if 17 people voted in favor and what was the total number before, there was really mess.
Meanwhile, Wadri Sam Nyakua, the district chairman, whom the councillors accused of influencing the Gilgil land giveaway, says the decision was made by the district council.
That is their right, but for me, what type of information are they looking for? Let them sue. If they are interested, let them sue. This was something passed by the council, and the land belongs to the council. If the council, the members of council think in their wisdom they have a genuine thing to do, let them do it. Let them go. The courts will sort it out. If they want to go to court, let them go.
The 9-acre land lies in Nyai Village, Pokia Parish, in Pajulu sub-county.